Nikolai Tikhonov, Into Slavery, 1944. Artists on the front lines. Like most artists employed on the front, Tikhonov, a Red Army veteran, depicted comrades in arms as brave and enemies as subjugated, because this was something expected of artists caught up in a war. An artist's work helped maintain morale in the unit, and artists also defended themselves, their will to live, for a soldier whose spirit is broken is little better than a dead soldier. So it is understandable that Tikhonov's picture show us Red Army personnel attacking the enemy and pushing on to liberate the countries overrun by Nazi Germany, while enemies are censored for enslaving nations and destroying hearth and home. The pictures sound a call for retribution as well as reflection over mindless destruction. Tikhonov's works are thus just as propagandistic as the works of other official or volunteer artists on the front lines from other belligerent nations. Viewing these works, we have to understand the time and circumstances under which they were created.